Thank you, Madam Chairperson. I wanted to bring to the attention of this August House the tragedy playing out in the Indian state of Assam, where over 4 million persons have been excluded from what is called the Draft National Register of Citizens, a time-bound program to determine nationality of all residents of the state. Those excluded risk being rendered stateless with indefinite incarceration in so-called detention centers. Despair is forcing many to take their own lives. 27 suicide deaths have been reported in recent months. Underlying this mass production of foreigners is a set of laws and procedures that are discriminatory to minorities, mostly Bengali-speaking persons, particularly Muslims. The use of the Immigrants Act 1950 for Assam Border Police to identify suspected foreigners arbitrarily, and the Election Commission of India to similarly mark out minorities or doubtful voters are examples of this targeting. That foreigners' tribunals then test claims to citizenship made by these so-called suspected foreigners using the Foreigners Act 1946 means that the outcome is a foregone conclusion. The Foreigners Act reverses the burden of proof, and it is for the proceedees to satisfy the tribunal about the genuineness of her claim. This is setting the bar too high. Victims are mostly destitute and poorly educated, and government record keeping is neither efficient nor accessible. Finally, the current NRC test, which is the National Register of Citizens test, arbitrarily segregates populations into original and non-original inhabitants, with minorities making up the bulk of the latter, and then uses differential criteria to verify claims, especially of women and children. Now changes are being pushed through to the Citizenship Act 1955 that, if affected, will discriminate particularly against Muslim minorities amongst those rendered stateless. These laws and procedures enable and amplify arbitrary practices in state institutions. Sorry.